It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. One of the outstanding characteristics of a democracy is the right of each individual to worship according to his conscience and his belief. The churches of America symbolize the belief of many that through community worship, we can gain the moral strength and courage to lead a good life. Each day, thousands turn to their religious leaders for personal guidance and for material help. Without religion, many of these people would have nowhere to turn in their hour of need. All of us recognize the important role played during the war by chaplains of all faiths in helping our soldiers to adjust to military life. Thus, it is manifest that religion is an important part of the moral fiber of America. It was the need to worship which drove our forefathers to leave their native lands and come here. Let us not forget the importance of the church in our lives. Let us, through recognition of moral and spiritual hungers, guide ourselves and our families toward a way of life which bespeaks peace and harmony and goodwill toward all men. And now, the weather. Well, the heat wave, which has sent Wistful Vista thermometers up to new records, shows no signs of abating. When interviewed at the local weather bureau, Ray Nafgimmer, forecaster in charge, said,
"Whew." That's all I can say, too, Molly. Whew. I'm cooked.
I feel sort of basted myself. It's the dampness in the air that does it. What time is it?
10 o'clock or after. I dragged myself up to bed, only I don't think we'll get any sleep tonight anyhow.
No, let's stay down here a while. It's like a Turkish bath upstairs.
Let's just not think about the heat. Let's just concentrate on thinking about something cool.
Like what?
Well, did I ever tell you about the time I had a nice cold job as a sculptor, carving statues out of ice to decorate the polar gardens where they had the ice show in Peoria?
Oh, you never had any job as a sculptor, McGee.
No, but I'll tell you about it if it'll cool us off. You see, to carve them statues out of ice, I had to work in the freeze room where they kept the temperature at a comfortable zero all year round. I'd take me a 500-pound block of ice and a chisel, cold chisel, and I'd carve, maybe a statue of Teddy Roosevelt on an ice horse riding up a hill of ice, or the Vikings landing at Iceland in an ice boat, or maybe a snow goose in flight over a frozen pond of ice. See? As a sculptor, I was real cool. Well, sure, 1 week they done a Western ice show, and they asked me to carve an ice statue, life-size, of an American pioneer. But somehow I just couldn't seem to cut it. All my ice statues were nice statues. Some of the nicest ice statues you ever seen, but this one wouldn't come off. Till finally, just a couple hours before the show started, I got my inspiration. And when that curtain went up, that audience just froze to their seats while cold chills went up and down their spines on account of because there in the spotlight stood a life-size ice statue of the Spirit of the West. A rugged pioneer, rifle beside him, his hand shading his icy blue eyes, feet planted firmly in a block of ice as he gazed with an icy stare toward the icy West. Statue stood there for a solid week while thousands of people filed past to look at it. And they claimed afterwards it was so lifelike they expected that ice statue to speak to him any minute. And I would have, too, if I hadn't been froze solid in that block of ice, where I'd soaked myself with a hose and then stood in the freezing compartment to make a statue out of myself.
Wow.
I like to starve to death that week, but I'm telling you, I was never so comfortable in my life. Cool, man, cool. How do you feel now?
Miserable.
Yeah, sure hot in it. I think I'll drag myself over to old man McDonald, the president of the Third National Bank's front yard, and drown myself in his lily pond. Care to join me?
Well, that's too far to walk in this heat.
Yeah.
We might just as well park right here, McGee, where we are.
Hey, that's an idea. The park.
Huh?
Let's go sleep in the park. If there's any breeze anywhere this side of Capitol Hill, it'll be in that park.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to get dressed up.
No, on a night like this, who's going to see us? I'm wearing my oldest and thinnest pants, and we'll rough it, like camping out.
Oh, well, I don't know what we can lose.
You back the car out. I'll run upstairs and get a couple of pillows and some blankets to sleep on.
Don't run so fast. Too hot.
Okay. Come on, I got the blankets and stuff.
I believe it is a little tiny bit cooler out here, although I'm not sure.
There's a lot of wonderful lawn right around this bend. We'll pick ourselves a spot and get some sleep.
I think you had a pretty good idea this time, McGee, because, well, heavenly day.
What's the matter? Oh, my gosh. Where'd they all come from?
Well, looks like everybody in town had the same idea that we did. Well, this is certainly no place.
Well, hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. Hot enough for you?
Oh, hi, old-timer.
Sure, scorcher, ain't it, kids?
Terrible.
Reminds me of the time I was in Yuma, Arizona. I ever tell you about it?
No, we've been lucky so far.
Well, sir, it was so hot there that there was a dog chasing a cat, and they were both walking. It's too warm to stay in one place, kid. I'm going to trot a little. Make me a breeze. See you later.
That's the corniest gag. Hey, I got an idea. Over here.
Oh, hey, watch your feet.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud. Here, Molly, hold the blankets and stuff. I'm going to climb this tree. Give me a little boost.
Never mind, I got the limp.
McGee, that's the silliest. Come down from there.
I'll be right back to get you. I'm just scouting around.
I'll not climb any trees. You can't sleep up there. You'll fall out.
I'll tie us to the tree trunk. Oh, it's so nice and cool.
Oh, what? Hey! Oh! That rat's cut it out. Stop! How was I know? Hey, get away! Beat it!
Careful, McGee. What is it?
Look out below. Here I come.
What happened? Did you run into a nest of owls?
Owls, nothing. Them were eagles. Let me give you a bit of advice, Molly. Never bother a hot eagle in a tall tree while she's poaching an egg.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Don't be half safe.
Now you can have dry, sweet underarms, even on hot, sticky days, with the super effective hot weather deodorant.
Yes, here is a vanishing cream deodorant that gives you a new kind of protection from perspiration and odor, rubbed-in protection.
You rub it in, rub perspiration out.
Doctor's tests prove that nothing else takes the place of Arid's rubbed-in protection.
Arid contains the new magic ingredient Perstop, so it's an antiperspirant. Rubbed in daily, it prevents appearance of perspiration. Keeps underarms dry, saves clothes from perspiration stains. Gives you 1.5 times the protection of any other leading deodorant.
It removes all odor from perspiration instantly on contact.
Soft, creamy Arid is safe for fabrics, does not rot dresses.
Remember, Arid with Perstop gives you rubbed-in protection.
Rub it in, rub perspiration out.
Use daily, it keeps underarms dry and odorless. Soft, sweet, and moisture-free. Get Arid, 43 cents plus tax.
Don't be half safe.
Use Arid to be sure.
Well, we seem to have explored every nook and cranny in this park without finding a cool spot to sleep.
Let's walk over to the picnic grounds and see if maybe...
Get away from the picnic grounds, kids!
Oh?
The ants and the mosquitoes are fighting it out, and the people are coming in a poor thirst.
Oh, it's you again, old-timer. You still rushing around to keep cool?
Yep. Stirring up a little breeze, kids. Mighty little, in fact. Why, this is almost as bad as the time I was in Rhyolite, Nevada. I ever tell you about it?
No, and frankly, I don't...
I don't blame you, Johnny. I don't want to go there again, either. It was so hot there that day, I seen a coyote chasing a rabbit, and they were both crawling on their hands and knees.
Oh, go on.
Well, I can't dilly-dally all night, kids. Gotta be doing my road work. I'll crack that 4-minute mile yet.
The 4-minute mile has been cracked. It was cracked in England by Bannister.
I mean on flat ground, Johnny.
Skip it, McGee. It's too hot.
Sure. Can't see where he gets the energy to keep jogging around this park. Well, come on, let's walk over toward the reservoir and look for a spot. Ought to be cooler over there.
I don't know. The reservoir will either be as muggy as it is here, or else it'll be jammed with sweltering citizens.
Well, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to get us an air conditioner for our house if I have to mortgage the last 3 shingles on the roof to do it.
You're sweet.
And hot, too.
You know, I just thought we could have gone to one of the movie houses and cooled off.
Movie theaters are all jammed, clear back to the popcorn stands. Even the Bijou
is packed. Hey, is that you, McGee's? Why, yeah. What are you doing out here at this time of night?
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, Pretzelhead. What are you up to? Gathering roots and herbs for your smelly prescriptions?
No, my little Pomeranian. I've been attending a case of severe heat prostration.
Here in the park?
Trying to run a mile in 3.5 minutes, and at his age, too.
Oh, my goodness.
The old-timer. I knew it.
What are you talking
about? Why, he was here no more than 5 minutes ago.
Hello there, kids. Hi, Doc.
Oh, I thought you'd been prostrated by the heat.
Him? Oh, no, it was a 9-year-old boy. The old timer here is as hearty as a condemned man's breakfast.
Yes, but he went trotting off saying he was going to break the record for the mile run.
And he probably will, too. But don't try it in this weather, old timer.
Too hot for you, huh, Doc?
Yep.
Well, you should have been with me in Death Valley back in the old days. I remember one day it was so hot...
Here we go.
It was so hot the sheriff was pursuing a stagecoach robber, and it was so hot they was both standing still in the shade under the same tree.
Oh, my. You walked right into that one, Doctor.
It was just too warm to duck. But at that, it wasn't as bad as some of... Say, where's your husband?
What? Well, he was here... McGee!
I got a feeling he slipped off in that direction while I was telling you about Death Valley.
Yeah, he's probably heading for there to get a little relief.
No, the zoo is in that direction. I'm going after him.
Oh, wait, Molly, we'll come with you.
Look all over, daughter. I can't find him.
Well, maybe he just went home.
Oh, not without me, he wouldn't, Doctor. He must have had some scheme to cool off.
Oh, there you are. Hey, why didn't you stay where I left you?
McGee, what is that you're carrying?
Here, you guys, help me.
Ice. Yeah. Cake of ice. Well, this cake must weigh 100 pounds.
Yeah, and what a pillow it's going to make to sleep on.
Where'd you get this ice?
Shh, quiet. Boy, is that polar bear sore. I sneaked this cake of ice out of his cage while he was sleeping. Come on, let's get out of here, quick.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. The New West and the Old West. There's adventure in each, and you'll hear that tale tomorrow night. The Roy Rogers Show brings you a tale of the New West, where the Jeep is as familiar as the horse. While a new NBC feature called Dr. Six Gun takes you back to the glorious Old West. Dr. Six Gun is a different kind of Western hero, a man skilled in both medicine and gunplay and not afraid to use either on the side of justice. There's adventure in a different setting, too, tomorrow, as NBC takes you back in time and across the seas, where you'll meet the Scarlet Pimpernel. It's an exciting series based on the novel that captured the imagination of people all over the world, The Scarlet Pimpernel. It's the sort of adventure listening that takes you out of your armchair and down the trail of a bygone era where each moment was filled with excitement and romance. Stay with NBC tomorrow and every Thursday for The Roy Rogers Show, Dr. Six Gun, and The Scarlet Pimpernel.
You comfortable now with your head on that block of ice?
Fine.
Good.
Little damp, but mighty cool and comfortable. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep? And miss all this nice, wonderful coolness? Not me, Tootsie. I'm just gonna lay here and enjoy it. Boy, is that polar bear sore. Good night.
Good night, Al.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night as the heat wave continues without let-up and Fibber keeps his promise to Molly to get some air conditioning into 79 Wistful Vista. For more hot weather fun, be sure to listen tomorrow to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.